This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live. Hour number three, we're kicking it off now. You can join us here and bring up anything you want. Our number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We've been, throughout the show tonight, focusing on what has been happening with these social media behemoths, Twitter, Facebook, and also Google and Apple, who are using their influence and their control over a lot of these apps to, you know, basically tell apps like Parler that, hey, you better do what we say or you're done for.
Yeah.
And they took down Parler tonight as a result of that.
So,
which is an alternative social media.
Consent is done.
I think it's something to point out, because people are like, oh, you just hate Apple. And I want to point out that clarify something. Both Apple and Google have banned Parler from their respective app stores.
Right.
However, unlike Apple, you can install an app independent of the app store.
Right.
So Apple has effectively banned Parler altogether from its platform and ability to use it on its platform. Google hasn't done that. They've only banned it from the App Store or Play Store.
Which is going to basically effectively ban it from most people.
It will, but there is an option.
But anybody who wants to,
they can find a way
to go around it.
There is an option. It's not hard to find in the settings to enable you to install third-party apps. You do have to check it, but once you've checked that off, you can go and you can download the Parler app, presumably assuming the Parler provides an app, from the Parler website. So
We're going to go to your calls and your thoughts here. We'll go first to Nug Lover, who is calling on our Matrix server via the Jitsi plugin there, which is a pretty sweet way to call in because you'll sound great. You can join our Jitsi, or you can join our Matrix server over at chat.lrn.fm. That's where you get the step-by-step instructions on how to get on there. Nug Lover, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I was, having some nugs and. And I was watching YouTube.
You sound like
it.
I was going to say, man, you've been loving some nugs tonight.
All right, just
not
remember.
There's anything wrong with that.
Just remember, we're on the radio, so you got to keep it radio clean. Go ahead.
Yeah, so imprecatory prayer is like when you pray for bad things to happen to people.
Oh, really? I've never heard that term before. Imprecatory?
Yeah, I think I'm saying that right. Yeah.
Interesting.
I heard about it a few years ago, and then it kept popping in my mind for some reason. So it's, but if it was real, then it would really explain a lot, you know.
You're saying if prayer was real?
No. Well, in particular, imprecatory prayer. Like if you could, like, curse people, you know, because there's so much negativity, you know, on the social media and news cycle.
Well, I'm pretty sure the witches believe in things like that, right? Isn't that why they have hexes? They cast hexes on people?
Well, it depends on your definition of witch. Most of them are just herbal healers.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guru on YouTube called Sad Guru. Have you heard of him? He's
No.
He's got this theory or something called inner engineering. So it's a theory that we can kind of communicate with our own cells. And even, like, just completely re-engineer ourselves.
Hmm.
Or
mind over matter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe. It's possible to, like, engineer, like, viruses and bacteria just at will. You know, if we could talk to ourselves. You know, didn't, like,
I think that's an interesting theory.
Didn't Jesus heal people by crying on them? Or something?
I don't know. I'm not sure what his method was, but it is an interesting theory, and there's a lot of evidence to suggest that what you think is very, very powerful over your body. I mean, if you look at, for instance, the placebo effect, and there's so much documentation of the placebo effect that says that if a person believes that this fake pill is going to do a thing, that a lot of cases, that thing happens. So effectively, they sort of manifest whatever the results are that they're looking for. So I totally buy that that's a possibility.
And you know, not just that, the reason for double-blind studies is that if the person carrying out a study believes that the pill is going to have a particular effect, it may well have that effect.
Mm.
And scientists acknowledge that by doing double-blind studies. So that neither the researcher nor the subject knows what's being done.
I was going to say, maybe a sneeze is like subconsciously your body engineering like a virus or like a message, you know. And then, so you're supposed to sneeze on someone, you know, to because you're subconsciously your body engineers like a cure for them or something. Or even maybe a curse for them, you know, and that's why people say bless you.
I sneeze when I'm stressed out, interestingly enough. I'm allergic to stress, I guess.
Hey, Nuggleover, thanks for calling and sharing your thoughts here tonight. I think there's a lot more, you know,
vicariously sharing your nugs.
People don't understand about the human body and you know, the lives that we're experiencing. There's, you know, science is interesting, but it doesn't know everything. So a lot of this stuff, maybe it can be manifested. Anyway,
but the science is settled.
Right. 603-283-6160. If you want to join us, you can take control of the airwaves. So I said we should talk about the Gab guy. So we've been talking about social media night long. What about this guy that, you know, before 2020, years ago, he founded an alternative site and encouraged people who were being blacklisted and encouraged people who were being taken down in the early days of takedowns, right? 2016 or 2015 or whenever it was. He writes at his own website at gab.com. Now, this was actually a little earlier this year. It was over the summer. He says, as many of you know, we learned last week that Visa blacklisted Gab, and we're now unable to process credit and debit card transactions. We learned more information this week, and I think it's important that I share it as a warning for others. It's not just that Gab is blacklisted. It's also my family. In China, there's something called the social credit system, which was developed by the Communist Chinese Party as a national reputation system. This system tracks the so-called trustworthiness of individuals, businesses, and organizations. Trustworthiness here means total and complete submission to the Chinese Communist Party. If the Communist Party deems you to be untrustworthy, you are denied access to plane tickets, train tickets, opening and operating businesses, and more. And he points out that 26.82 million air tickets as of June 2019, according to the National Development and Reform Commission of China, 26.82 million air tickets as well as almost 6 million high-speed rail tickets have been denied to people who are deemed untrustworthy and placed on this blacklist, and 4.37 million untrustworthy people have chosen to fulfill their duties required by law. He says, to most Americans, this sounds horrifying, and it is. I know from firsthand experience because this social credit system exists in the United States. While it may not be sanctioned by the U.S. government, it most certainly has been deployed by U.S. corporations.
It's called the driver's license, man.
Who today have in many ways more power, data, and control over our lives than the government does. Many of these corporations also happen to be endorsing and raising money for communist organizations, revolutionaries, and the domestic terrorists burning down our cities. We were told this week that not only is Gab blacklisted by Visa as a business, but my personal name, phone number, address, and more are also blacklisted by Visa. If I wanted to leave Gab tomorrow, something that he says isn't going to happen, and start a lemonade stand, I wouldn't be able to obtain merchant processing for it, simply because my name is Andrew Torba. If my wife wants to start a business, she won't be able to obtain merchant processing because she lives at the same address as me and would be flagged by Visa. And indeed, nobody, you and I have had issues with addresses, or at least we suspect, as far as opening bank accounts and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, we've clearly been blacklisted by the banking cartel, and it is a cartel, because if you're not a cartel, you can't have cross-organization blacklists.
Now, we haven't been totally blacklisted, but I've still been able to open bank accounts here and there, and so it is, we're not completely on the outs, but there's definitely some of them that are sharing information.
Just because the blacklist hasn't caught up to you at a particular bank yet doesn't mean that you're not blacklisted
at that bank. There are some banks that are sharing information, but maybe not all of them are on the same list or
and we both know, like, I won't take a check from anybody because I know that if I use my bank account, it'll be closed.
Oh, yeah. Mark Edge, our co-host, had his bank account. He wasn't even selling Bitcoin. He was actually, well, I can tell you more about it. But anyway, he had his bank account closed. We'll tell you why coming up here in a moment. 603-283-6160. Here, it's Free Talk Live.
Bear, the rescue dog, had very flaky skin, dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections. I was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
Probably 6 weeks after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch an itch. It was awesome.
You get some DinoVite, how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it! You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. DIVIProject.org.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
HD on Twitch. Please follow and share at twitch.lrn.fm. That's twitch.lrn.fm.
Yeah.
number is 603-283-6160. And, of course, you can bring up absolutely anything you want. We've been talking about what happened to the guy who runs Gab. He is, he's written a story over at his website, gab.com, about being blacklisted by Visa. Not just Gab, but him and his wife, and apparently other family members as well. We can get back into that story coming up here. I also want you to know about Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin hit $42,000 earlier today. It's currently sitting at about $40,360, so it hit another all-time high earlier today. And if you haven't taken the time to learn about it, you probably should. Head on over to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started right there at the top of the page.
It's made me a thousandaire.
Yep. Yeah, one of the guys that runs a store that's got a local Bitcoin vending machine in it said, you know, if only my customers had gone in and spent $20 a week, they'd be doing real good if they'd done that over the last year on Bitcoin. But people, you know, people wait, and they it's not too late, though, I don't think. I think it's likely going to continue to see good things come to it. You can go to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started, watch the 2-3-minute-long first video there, and watch more if you have time, so you can learn the basics about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency as it turns 12 years old this month. It was, I think, earlier this week that it did that, so congratulations, Bitcoin.
The low last year was, what, 8,000?
No, it was lower than that last year. It was like 7.
Wow.
At least.
So you could have made 6X if you'd bought at the low. Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
It's been an amazing run. Bitcoin.com. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. CW is on the line in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, howdy, guys. Instead of investing in Bitcoin, I think I'll invest in a bunch of ammo.
Well, people... If things go as I expect, people may be willing to trade some Bitcoin for ammo in the future.
Why not do both?
Well,
I'm not going to trade Bitcoin for ammo. I'm just going to buy ammo and trade for anything else.
No, he was suggesting that if you bought ammo, you could get Bitcoin for it in the future. That's what nobody was saying.
I know.
You're going to want some currency.
Me personally.
Unless you're just going to shoot people to get what you want.
I don't know if I want to get Bitcoin is what I'm saying.
That's not for everybody.
But okay.
Yeah,
but anyways,
if you don't want 400% return in a year, then you know, don't get it. There's no guarantee.
Okay. All right.
Take a couple of years.
I'm not too into Bitcoin, and I'm not sure. I don't know much about it, so it's hard for me to.
So that's why we promote Bitcoin.com.
Yeah, you gotta learn
where you can go and watch a 2-3 minute video and see what the basics are. But you know, again, there's no guarantee. Well, it went up 400% in the last year, but there's no guarantee it'll do that a second time in a row.
Yeah,
it might go 800%.
But hey, a guarantee is that a bullet will kill somebody. That's the guarantee.
Not necessarily.
You have to aim it.
Not necessarily. It will highly injure them. Okay, that's not why I'm calling.
How bad people are at shooting.
Yeah.
Especially
that's not why I'm calling.
Practice makes
perfect. That's not why I'm calling.
Okay, why are you calling, CW?
Okay, I was just going to say the placebo effect. You guys are talking about it.
Yeah.
You know, the news can scare you and scare you and scare you about something. And it, you know, you've heard of you're scared to death. If they scare you enough, you will die from what they're scaring you from. Oh, this virus. You will just be scared to death and you'll have a heart attack and just die.
Sure.
That's a placebo effect, right?
It's lucky I don't believe a word the media says.
Right.
Except for me when I'm on the radio.
Well, yeah, I mean,
I'm not even sure about that.
There are the people that are called hypochondriacs, right? There are people who are constantly under the belief that they're getting sick. And what do you know? They get sick because that's what their belief system is.
John Stossel actually did a great series called Are We Scaring Ourselves to Death?
Mm.
And that's scared to death, just straight up scared to death. And then my second point is, you guys are talking about social media apps. It broke on my local station, KTOX in Needles, California, 1340 AM, 104.1 FM. It broke that, Browsly is another free speech app. Browsly. If you do that, if everybody can get to Browsly, then that's another app that people can have a media outlet and free speech. So,
and what is it?
The Browsly, B R O W S L Y.
What is it?
Browsly.
Do?
It's a free speech app. It's a free speech media. They don't censor. They don't do anything. And it's two immigrants that founded it, one from South Africa and one from Russia. Mm. And they understand that, you know, suppression. They understand suppression, and that's why they created this app to get around the suppression.
Yeah, but it's not going to work against Apple and Google. I'm looking at their site right now, and they're promoting an app, and it doesn't seem like they even have a web version. So without a web version, if you can't go on a browser and log into this site, you're done for, because all that's going to happen is Apple's going to come down on them just like they did with Parler.
Well, that's Apple, but Google can't stop you from running.
It's on Google Play right now. I just looked at it. It's on Google
Play.
Right,
that's because they're too small. Okay, they're not. They haven't gotten the same attention that Parler has gotten this year. Parler got a lot of attention earlier this year. They had a lot of people sign up for it, and now you've got the people who are on the left going and reporting Parler to Google and Apple, and Google and Apple are now taking down that app from their app stores. And nobody, you're correct that someone who wants to can go and find the Parler app, and if they want to jump through the hoops, they can download the APK. They can turn off the setting that prevents third party APK from being installed. I mean, it's not that hard to do, but it's kind of like, you know, going and downloading a torrent. Most people won't ever do it. It's not that hard to do it. You can go and find your favorite TV show online right now on the Pirate Bay or X1337 or one of these torrent sites, but it takes a few extra steps, and the average person just not willing to go through those steps.
Well, the average person isn't useful for very much anyway.
That's true.
It's not worth getting them on your side too much.
But my point here is this app may be great, but that's only because they haven't been targeted yet. And they don't have a web component. You can't just go to their website and log in.
But they will develop it. They will develop it eventually when there's enough traffic. Come on now.
They should have done it beforehand.
Let's just be optimistic here. Let's be optimistic.
It's I'm not optimistic about any centralized systems. I'm not. I'm sorry. I mean, I think it's good that they're trying to compete, but, you know, there's no social media site out there that gets me excited.
We're screwed. We're just screwed.
No.
We're screwed.
We've given solutions earlier. So I would recommend you look into Mastodon, which is a self-hosted alternative to Twitter, and there are other self-hosted alternatives like Matrix.
It's better. So there's not one party in control, basically.
Correct. And there can be thousands of instances.
You don't even have to have your own instance. You can sign up for an instance of that is run by other like-minded individuals.
Correct. And Gab is one example of that. It's the most successful Mastodon. That's what we're talking about here tonight, CW. But hey, thank you for the call. I do appreciate it, man. It's just, you know, there've always been these sort of Facebook alternatives. I remember, what was the one years ago? Diaspora? Diaspora?
That was like decentralized.
That's what they said.
That's still around.
Yeah. Is anyone using it?
Yeah.
Some people are, but nobody isn't.
Yeah.
I haven't tried.
283-6160.
Maxwell, he was a runaway to rescue Great Disposition. About 9 years ago, he was scratching a lot, and he started losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to the chicken. Another vet says, it's the grain. Third vet, she says, it's the weather, something in the air. And then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
I have been listening to the Dynavite ads, hearing about different stories of different people, and it just clicked. I got my first 90-day supply, and it took a grand total of 2 weeks. And the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Dynavite is nutrition.
And Maxwell loved it. Now he's close to 10, and his Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Dynavite for life. You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And he's a spectacular dog.
DINOVITE.
Oh.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The National Guard presence remains high in Washington, D.C. after a riot broke out at the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday. Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy says that there are now more than 850 National Guard members on the grounds in the district.
A lot of questions were asked, a little bit of confusion, but as we worked through it, we ultimately made the determination about a half hour later to mobilize the entire D.C. National Guard.
McCarthy adding that there will be more than 6,000 guardsmen mobilized as we head into the weekend. President Trump making the announcement on Twitter that he won't attend President-elect Joe Biden's swearing-in on January 20th. Some Republicans are asking the president to reconsider his decision. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy not happy with Twitter's decision to ban President Trump permanently from their platform. USA Radio News. Between the nation's two largest lottery jackpots, there's close to $1 billion up for grabs. Mega Millions top prize was revised upward on Thursday to $510 million due to strong ticket sales. The next drawing is set for Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. For Powerball, the jackpot is $470 million, with the next drawing set for Saturday at 10:59 p.m. Eastern Time. The odds of winning either jackpot is tiny. In Mega Millions, a chance of a single ticket matching all six numbers is 1 in 302 million. For Powerball, it's 1 in 292 million. Simon & Schuster has canceled an upcoming book deal with Senator Josh Hawley, Republican of Missouri, citing what it called his role in what became a deadly insurrection. Hawley responding by saying this is not just a contract dispute, it's a direct assault on the First Amendment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Help support our international satellite channels at patreon.lrn.fm. That's patreon.lrn.fm.
This is Free Talk Live. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Of course, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Tonight, we've just been all about the decentralized alternatives and some centralized alternatives. Somebody was just asking here, a guest in the studio, inquiring regarding Telegram. I said, well, yeah, we talked about that in the first hour, but it's worth mentioning again. Telegram is a great little app, and one of the reasons why it's great is because they're not based in the United States. So they don't have the same level of sort of jurisdictional control over them that some of these U.S.-based companies that are trying to appease. Like companies like Google and Facebook, you know, these are appeasers. They want to appease the U.S. federal government, and they're doing their bidding.
Well, you know what Churchill said about appeasers?
No, what?
He said an appeaser is a man who will throw his children to the alligators in hopes that they will eat him last.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I want to point out that it's there's actually Telegram does give you more control over your device. So the people who are developing it have released what's called source code, and it kind of tells you what's going on behind the scenes. So even though you might not personally know what that does or means or anything, it means that there's other people who are able to look at the code and see.
Telegram's open source?
Anything. Yeah.
Really? That's good to know.
Yeah. Telegram is open source on the client side.
It's not decentralized.
They don't publish their encryption
code
algorithm, which Signal does. I just read an article on this today that compared WhatsApp Signal and
does Signal
Telegram.
Publish their server code?
Signal, I don't know if they publish their server code, but their like my understanding is that the encryption is end to end, so it basically they don't have to in order for you to know that your communications are secure from them, because basically they would be secure from the server code no matter what the server code was, mm-hmm. because they're just like Bitcoin doesn't you don't need to see the source code of the web server that you post your Bitcoin address on to know that they can't break into your Bitcoin. Is a separate thing.
Yeah, I mean, so there's different, there's end-to-end encryption, and then there's just, like, kind of, like, regular encryption, and the server can see what's regularly encrypted, presumably, and the end-to-end encryption, it shouldn't be able to, the server can't see, so.
Well, you know, again, Telegram is a centrally managed platform, so it's not the best, but it's better than a lot of the centrally managed platforms out there.
And that's the key.
And it's got the user base that I can get... more content than I have time to read
Telegram,
on Telegram.
Telegram is better than apps like Discord or WhatsApp or, or even I would say that I lean more towards Telegram than Signal, but I don't have
faith Edward in Snowden like Signal.
Well, that's a good reason not to,
like
to be a little
Signal
bit cautious of
for
it.
Security because Signal encrypts the meta information. So the way Signal works, people can't tell who you're texting. They can't tell when you're texting them. And WhatsApp actually uses the same encryption protocols as Signal, but they don't encrypt the meta information.
How do you know that WhatsApp uses the same protocols? They're not open source.
They're not open source, but they're...
Facebook's claiming they've got an encrypted chat app, everybody. You believe them, right?
Yeah, so they may be telling you the truth on that, or that they're using the same stuff as Signal. However, what they don't tell
copy
you
the key.
Is that they also have a little program that's built into it that's a backdoor that'll allow them to intercept every one of your messages.
Right, yeah, I wouldn't trust that at
it's
all.
It's certainly possible.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust
not
that.
Open
it's Facebook. I mean, that's reason enough to not trust WhatsApp. Bad news. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We got Anarcho-Republican on the line, calling us from Montana, listening to KTXL there, and I think Butte, go ahead.
Hey, thanks, guys, for keeping it light. There's some dark times for freedom the last few days.
Yeah, well, the last few decades.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
want to
know
that's
when
true.
I was free, because I don't recall.
What I was wondering is, one of you mentioned that you're religious. I was wondering if you're familiar with the theology of philosopher Jacques Ellul.
Can you spell that name?
He was an anarchist Christian.
Spell the name, Jacques.
And one of his books that's really good. He did a commentary in the Book of Revelation. And the reason I asked is because I was going to use a metaphor. You know, when you punch the beast in the mouth, they turn around and it bites back.
Yeah.
And his idea of the beast is human government.
Mm-hmm.
He sees it as the greatest evil. Well, that has ever existed.
I think
planet.
He's right about that. Absolutely. Now, how do you spell this guy's last name?
His name. Here's how you spell his last name: E L L U L.
Jacques.
And he was a good friend of Jean-Paul Sartre.
Okay.
And he fought in the French Revolution. In fact, there's a tree planted in Israel. He's one of the, you know, the Avenue of the Righteous, because he actually did what he could to save Jews. But he's a very interesting. He has a lot to say about propaganda. He's post-war existentialist, but he's one of that most people don't know about. And what he talks about is about propaganda and technology. Is we're living it right now, and to him, that's the beast. Mm-hmm. And it's stunning stuff to hear a guy from the 1940s and 50s talk about what we're going through right now.
Mm-hmm.
But
so if you can check out his YouTube, there's a great YouTube video where he's talking about technology and propaganda making men into slaves, and you see these idiots playing that stupid game, the Pokemon game.
Pokemon
a few years ago. Yeah, they're running around and they're falling into manholes and stuff. Dan, all this stuff filmed with these idiots.
And women holes.
And he's saying, Jacques Ellul is talking about how we're letting technology become, we're slaves to it. And what I would like people to do is break away from it. I mean, you guys have come up with all these different alternatives that didn't work. And
here's the thing, Anarcho Republican. We can't break away from technology because it's a double-edged sword. It's beneficial in a lot of ways. So, for instance, it's technology that is allowing us to do this show.
Well, I don't mean break away. Maybe I don't mean break away from it. Break through the addiction to it.
That's important. Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah.
I don't mean break away from it.
Chris is on his phone.
We may be Terminator, whatever, and we're going to need technology to defeat the beast, but
yeah,
the beast eyes are everywhere.
Hey, man, I'm not immune to it. I just resist more than most.
Anarcho-Republican.
Well, most people are addicted to it. They don't realize they can live without it. And you can be as free as you want. You know, freedom has a lot of, there's a lot of things that enslave people.
Try leaving your phone.
It's just another word for nothing left to lose.
Technology can be one of them.
Try leaving your phone.
God bless you guys. Love your show. You guys are funny as heck.
Thank you, Anarcho-Republican.
How many guys are in the studio there?
Three. Well,
there's four here.
One of them's heavy and jolly. Who's the heavy, jolly guy?
I guess that would be me. I'm nobody. I changed my name to Nobody when I ran for governor of New Hampshire because nobody knows how to live your life better than you do, and nobody deserves that kind of power.
I like your jokes.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate your call.
At least the way you look at life.
Yeah, he's good. We love our Nobody. Thank you.
Nobody's awesome.
Thank you. Yes, Nobody's special. Anarcho-Republican, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it, man. Let's go to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. You had a court hearing. How did it go?
Hey, shut up. I'm on the phone.
Yeah, hey, how's it going?
Thanks for sharing that with us.
You're not calling from a jail cell, are you?
Yeah, man, Metropolitan Detention Center, man. Had a hearing today.
So it did go well.
I know he's not calling from jail. Otherwise, you'd have had to accept the charges. So.
Oh, okay.
So it must have gone all right. Well, actually, it wasn't a trial. It was a pretrial conference. You were facing charges of calling a radio station, allegedly, quote-unquote, stalking them by trying to call a talk show. They didn't like that, so they sicked the police on you. And you're going to tell us what happened today?
Yeah, you missed the best one yet. If nobody called in to listen in, it was pretty amusing.
Hold on, we'll let you tell the story here in just a moment. David in New Mexico here. We got room for you if you want to jump in these remaining moments. You can. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Also, don't forget you can visit us online at freetalklive.com and download archives that go back for more than a decade, all for free, freetalklive.com.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on a food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from Sunny-Bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
From
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
FM on the decentralized Mastodon social media platform at toot.lrn.fm. toot.lrn.fm.
Talk Live, moments remain here, enough time for you. If you want to join us on our number, 603-283-6160, that's 603-283-6160, or you can join us in 6 months in real life, because we're going to be at ForkFest, and that's going to be happening June 28th through July 4th, so mark your calendar now, and go ahead and book your campsite at Rogers Campground. There's an interesting development that we learned about yesterday, and that is that the Porcupine Freedom Festival chose the same week as ForkFest this coming year. They had last year said that it was going to be their usual week, but now they've changed it and they're joining ForkFest. So both
festivals are joining
forces, which I think is wonderful. I think it's fantastic.
So does that mean that ForkFest is going to ForkFest this year, or is ForkFest going to ForkFest?
I think ForkFest is going to ForkFest because we had announced our dates before they did.
And, you know, what's interesting is I think last year, you know, there was some debate about whether or not the ForkFest guys joined the ForkFests, but this
now there's
year
no debate.
There's no debate. Yeah. It's definitely the ForkFest people join the ForkFest.
Well, we can debate it. We're master.
Oh, they
debating.
Will, yeah. Someone will.
I'm sure they will.
But check out ForkFest.party, and you can go there and learn more about the decentralized camping festival that has, I think, had a positive influence on the Porcupine Festival and has encouraged them towards more decentralization.
Definitely.
In fact, they're talking about continuing in that direction this year, so kudos to them for that. ForkFest.party, again, June 28th through July 4th, as we go back to David in New Mexico. Now, David, you've been facing for, most of the last few years, some criminal charges over calling a radio station, a college radio station, and you tried calling. They said they didn't want you to call back. You called back anyway because it's a government-funded public radio station, so you figure, yeah, you're paying your taxes, so you should be able to call even if they don't like it. And they called the police on you. You ended up being charged with 4 counts of stalking-related charges for this. And you've already defeated 3 of them prior to trial. Today was your pretrial conference for the 4th charge. What happened?
Yeah, it was hilarious. It was a knockdown, drag-out fight. It was the best one yet. It was probably the best one in my entire court career.
Really?
It was funny.
Court career.
And, Remember how I asked you? Oh, and by the way, it was University of New Mexico radio station KUNM. We need to give them publicity. Let's Talk New Mexico, their radio program. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
unless you're David, then you're not allowed.
Yeah.
Let's Talk, except David.
Except David. Let's Talk, except David. Yes. Remember how I said place your bets? They had declined to continue prosecuting three previous charges. You know, they felt like dominoes. Every hearing I had, boom, they would give up. They would surrender. Three in a row with this last fourth one remaining. And so remember I called and asked you to place your bets as to are they going to fold on this fourth one like the previous three, mm-hmm. or is it a setup that they were pooling their resources and they just want to fight this last remaining one?
You made a real convincing case that they didn't have a case, basically, that the stalking charge essentially it has to do with, you know, the threat of violence and being legitimately afraid for your life and that kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess they dropped it.
Well, they went right in between. Here, they made a real weasel move. This was hilarious. An hour before the hearing this morning, they filed a motion with the court, meaning I didn't get any notice of it prior to the hearing, which
so
I called them on. I chastised them in open court, objecting to the fact that we were in a hearing, and 1 hour before the hearing, they filed a motion to amend their position, which is basically, you know, that's a big no-no, because I'm entitled to notice on it, I didn't get any notice.
And they were trying to amend it to what, a lesser charge, or what?
Yeah, they wanted to amend it to, they're willing to drop the full misdemeanor stalking charge and make it a petty misdemeanor disorderly contact or conduct instead.
No, wow. I wouldn't accept it. I wouldn't accept either.
I don't get to accept it.
Well,
I mean, you can object to the motion.
Oh, right. Fair enough. But I mean, I would take this. I mean, I wouldn't. Okay, so they're not pleading down. They're just
asking the judge.
Right,
no, no.
Right.
What they're doing is they're asking the judge to accept a reduction in the charge.
Right.
You can say,
right.
I object, I want to be charged with the full thing, but the judge will do what the judge
does. Yeah, sure.
So what happened?
Right. So the judge, I stated my thing on the record like I just told you, and then the judge comes on and he goes, yeah, he's right. You didn't give him any notice. So we're not going to entertain your motion today. You can come back in a week after
great.
Mr. Olson has had time to think about it, and then you can come with your motion to amend.
Great. So we kicked the can down the road for another week.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was hoping you were going to say you just dismissed it.
Nah, that's not going to happen.
No, what? No, I don't want him to dismiss it. You see, that it's that old thing about how does that go about? Don't wrestle with a pig in the mud because something, and besides, the pig likes it. I'm that pig.
you might not. I don't know, but you may have a First Amendment case here, and if they dismiss it, you may then be able to sue them. So it might actually be in your favor to go ahead and let them dismiss it and then sue. Because if you lose, then you have no chance at suing them. But if you win an open court, you still have an opportunity.
If you win,
then you can still sue.
And there's no way they're going to convict him of this nonsense.
I don't think so either, but it's still a 50-50 chance, so because that's just the way it is, even when you're 100% right.
All right, so you're going back next week for another round, huh?
Yeah, we're going to round two, ding, ding, and they're going to be down on the mat once again.
Yeah.
Well, you know what you ought to do, David? You ought to join our Matrix chat server at chat.lrn.fm and then post the phone number for the hearing so some of us can actually go and listen to it live.
That would be pretty cool.
And the radio station. I'd like to call them and tell them what I think.
That's a great point. Hop on in there over at chat.lrn.fm and you can post that stuff and then the information will be there and everybody can see it.
As a fellow radio host, I think you guys are a disgrace to the profession.
Let me go to Rat Speed. He's on our Discord. Sorry, not Discord. On the Matrix server. Rat Speed, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Don't mean to end this on such a somber note, but to bring things back to the whole Trump Twitter ban, just wanted to mention, I thought it was kind of ironic that they banned him for the threat of inciting violence when he's the commander-in-chief.
Yeah, isn't inciting violence his job?
That's right. The point.
Yeah, it's okay when the military kills people.
That's not violent. They kill them nonviolently.
Yeah, okay. Weapons of mass destruction kind of violence, you know, yeah. that's fine, but, you know, just talking. But no, I was just thinking about, like this is all going to end up in the Streisand effect. I really think it's going to end up going the opposite direction of what they were intending. If they're intending to prevent violence, look at what happened to Mubarak back in Egypt before the Arab Spring. Yeah. The Mubarak turned off the internet, and so everyone went on into the streets to protest.
Mm-hmm.
So they just basically took the microphone away from everyone's favorite daddy, and now these people are going to be up in arms. And yeah, there's probably
Do you remember what Martin Luther King said about riots?
He said, please inform me.
He said, riot is the language of the unheard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, this is cancel culture at the highest level. Now, of course, I don't agree with a lot of what Trump ever had to say. You know, I thought, oh boy, you know, this guy's going to be bad for the next 4 years. But what's happening now? I mean, this is like the grand finale of 2020 that's about to come up.
It's very interesting. And Ratspeed, thanks for sharing your thoughts here tonight. I want to share the rest of this Gab guy. Again, he's been taken down by Visa. He and his wife also banned. He says it's very concerning. We've done nothing wrong. Gab's always been a legally operated business. We sell hats, shirts, software subscription service that unlocks new features on Gab. My personal credit score is in the 800s. I pay my bills. I have a wife and daughter to provide for. Yet we're all being punished and defamed because someone at Visa has it out for me. We're told Visa has someone camping our website and watching our payment processing. As soon as we get a new processor up, they find out who it is on their end and contact them. They tell the processor Gab is flagged for, quote, illegal activity, and if they don't stop processing payments for us, they'll be heavily fined.
See, that actually is a cause of action.
Maybe
he's got right there because they are defaming him. He has not been accused of any crime. He has not been convicted of any crime.
When the processor inquires about the activity, Visa tells him Gab's been flagged for quote-unquote hate speech, which is, of course, not illegal in the United States and supposedly protected by the First Amendment. As I've written, it's not real, and I refuse to acknowledge it as a term. Visa doesn't agree. The reason I share all of this is I hope it serves as a wake-up call and a warning. If they can do this to me, they can do it to you, and they likely will.
And remember, these are regulated institutions that you can't simply set up your own, so there's no competition.
But there is cryptocurrency.
There is cryptocurrency.
And that is the solution here. That's what Pornhub's doing, and Gab, I believe, has been doing it as well.
I'm going to get on Gab, actually, and make a post about cryptocurrency.
It's a great-looking site. I gotta hand it to him. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live.
I'm sure I can speak for many of thousands. I don't fear illegals. I don't want them here and their filth that they bring with and the disease that they bring with.
All the people who work in the stores and the markets and the restaurants are overwhelmingly Hispanic, and they seem very clean and be doing a fine job here, and I never heard anything about problems with disease.
For you to defend the illegal immigrants, and I'm not sure, as I said earlier, which host at what time is very condescending.
Madam, I will defend anybody that is peaceful and looking for a better life for themselves. I don't defend them.
I wish that people like you.
You say that Mexicans are filthy and you call me condescending, lady? You say they're disease-ridden and filthy I'm condescending?
And they are. And
you're
I
outrageous. You're out of here. Thank you for the call.
She's had all her rope. She's hung herself.
Free Talk Live. 7 nights a week from 7 to 10 Eastern. Live on the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.net.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.